In our last year, we discussed a shiloh where you have the wrong amount of candles for that night of Hanukkah. So we discussed the shiloh, what happens if you only have two candles and it's the third night of Hanukkah. What I'd like to discuss now is what happens if you have the opposite. You have, let's say, four candles and it's the third night of Hanukkah. Now, if you have four candles and it's the third night of Hanukkah, so you light three candles. But let's say somebody wanted to light four candles. Are they allowed to light more candles than there are? So, let's go through what the Sfarim write about, and then maybe we'll bring it back to our discussion from earlier. The Chachma Shlomo in Hilchos Chanukah, in the same siman in Tafresh Ayin Aleph, he writes that even though there are requirements, it's like we read from the Mechaber in Sif Beis, it's one candle, the Ikar Mitzvah is one candle, and there's the Mahadran level, and then the Mahadran Mina Mahadran level of per night, and a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah, which is a machlokas between Tosus and the Rambam and the Rif, of whether or not the Mahadran Mina Mahadran, the highest level of lighting per night, which is what we do. So on the fifth night we light five candles. Is that one person in the household, or is that every single person in the household is allowed to do so? The Ashkenazim, everybody lights per night, per the number of night. And in the minhag of the Sfardim is to, like the Mechaber, is to light only one menorah in the house, and that you'll be able to tell which night it is. So the Chachma Shlomo writes that you're allowed to light as many candles as you want. That on the first night of Hanukkah, you want to light a second candle? Gizon Deit, why not? And he compares it to Hilchos Shabbos. In Hilchos Shabbos, in Siman Reish Samach Gimel, when it's talking about the lighting of the Shabbos candles, he says that there are those who have a minhag to only light two candles, one keneged Zachar, one keneged Shomer. But you're allowed to be mosif as many neros as you want. And we know that the minhag in Harbei Tefutzos Yisrael, in many communities, is that we light for how many people are in the family. And there's different reasons given as to what the makor is, but it's certainly not a problem to light that many candles. And whatever the reason may be, but you're allowed to light as many as you want. So says the Chachma Shlomo that the same thing would be true. The Rav Shlomo Kluger writes the same thing would be true of Ner Chanukah. So if it's the third night of Chanukah, if you want to light four candles, go for it. Why not? Okay. There's a tshuva in the Sefer Lahoros Nosan, which is from Nosan Gestetner, who was Rav in Bnei Brak, who passed away a few years ago, in Chelik Beis and Siman Aleph. So there, somebody asked him this shaila, if there's a problem, and he responded. It was the tshuva was written on the first night of Hanukkah, Tavshin Lamed Dalet, which I guess is 1973, and that was the shaila. So the first thing he says is, you should know that the Chachma Shlomo writes that you're allowed to light as many candles as you want. The person, it seems, wrote that the Chachma Shlomo writes this, and he compares it to Ner Shabbos. But the person asked him, I don't understand, because it doesn't seem to connect to Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos, there's a very good reason why a person would add candles. Because the reason that we light the Shabbos candles is because of Shalom Bayis. What's Shalom Bayis? That you should be able to see. Because you should be able to see, that's why. If a person wasn't able to see, so hard to see, they would trip, they would hurt themselves, they would get upset, whatever it was, it would cause Shalom Bayis issues. So how do we resolve that? You light more candles. That's why some have a minhag to if a person doesn't have a candle, they can turn on the light in the room. There's a whole discussion about that. Some people are makpid to turn on the light in the room in addition to lighting the candles, because maybe that's the ikar light today. But this is, that's the purpose, is to have as much light as possible. But when it comes to Hanukkah, that's not what the candles are about. The candles are about a hecker of how many nights it is. So tonight is the fifth night, so you light five candles. If you're going to just arbitrarily light eight candles on the fifth night, so then what does that do for us? How does that serve as a reminder of what the miracle of the Nair was? So this Rav, the Shoel, his name is Peretz Tuvia Segel Deutsch from Petach Tikva, and that was what he suggested. So Rav Gestetner writes to him that in the Lahoros Nasan, he says, you're right, you're correct. And he says, already in my Chidushim to Hilchos Chanukah, I already have this Ha'ara that lechora a person should not light more candles than they need to. And then he brings a smach, maybe, to what he's saying from a marsha. The marsha in the Gemara in Shabbos over there discusses the opinion of Beis Shammai, which we mentioned was keneged parei hachag, and the marsha brings in one of the terutzim to why we light the Beis Yosef's kasha. That's yadua as the Beis Yosef's kasha. Why is that the nace was only for 7 nights because we had eight, we only had 7 nights of oil. So why is it that we keep Hanukkah for 8 nights? So there was one of the terutzim that they bring is that they divided the oil, and so each one was really they took eight nights worth and they divided it. So each night didn't have a full cup of oil. And Mamela, each night was a miracle, so all 8 nights were a miracle. And he says, so if you see that, so you see that it comes out that according to Beis Shammai, the number 8, because each one was pocheis v'holech, it got each one the oil got lower every night, but then it came back, the oil came back, and it didn't burn out. So that was a miracle for each one. And he says that the same, if that's the way Beis Shammai understands, then Lechor, Beis Hillel is the opposite, would hold the same way. And so that each night matters. As a smach, you see from this marsha, from this teretz, again, there's many terutzim to the kasha, but according to this teretz, it would come out that each night did matter. And it's bedafka that we need on the third night, that we need three candles. And he says that... So that's how he comes out. So halacha lemaisa, should a person light four candles on the third night? The answer is no. It's better not to, because there's an inyan of having the three candles, v'dafka the three candles. Just to point out, based on our previous discussion, when it came to two candles on the third night. So the ha'aro that Reb Chaim Kanievsky had about why the again, over there, the Beis HaLevi had said, so Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chayadam that on the third night of Chanukah, if you only have two candles, you should only light one, because you're not going to be Mekayim the Mahadrin, and you're not going to, and so two is not an option. It's either one, which is the Ikar Mitzvah, or the Mahadrin, which is three. But if you only have two, you don't need to light the second one, because it's not helping you in any way. So we brought that the Beis HaLevi has this Ha'ara, and the Beis HaLevi says that it's Taloi in the Terutzim of the Gemara, that according to the opinion that the reason of Beis Shammai versus Beis Hillel is connected, how many days are left or how many days are coming, so then each night should matter. So if it's the third night, either light three, otherwise you don't have the hiddur. But according to the other reason that according to Beis Shammai, it's based on the Pare HaChag, it's based on the how many cows they went down in number, or Malin B'Kodesh Vein Moridin, so if that's true, so then Malam Bekodesh Ve'in Moridin, if on the first night you lit one, and the second night you lit two, so on the third night you can't go back to one, because that's a violation of Malam Bekodesh Ve'in Moridin. We go up, but we don't go down. So if you have two, so maybe you're not going up, but you're still not going down. So there's a mila to, according to that opinion, there's a mila to having two. Rav Shach has a ha'ara that if you look through the Beis HaLevi, it comes out, it seems like that you should go with one, like the Mishnah Berurah says. But Rav Shach says, no, it's obvious that whatever hiddur you could do is a hiddur. If you can only do two on the third night, you do two. If you could do three, you do three. But if you can't, better than not doing any hiddur at all. I mean, one, you know, it's something. Do something, even if you can't do everything. That was the Rav Shach. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky said that when he quoted in Ishon Halachos, he quoted it, and he brought in the Rav Shach, which was not something common that he did. He always brought in the psak of the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish. And here, he brought in the Avi Ezri, and he said, because he thinks that was correct, he had rayas for it, of why he thought it was correct. So just to bring that whole sugya to our sugya, it'd come out interesting if you had four candles on the third night. So if you're going like the Yomam HaNechnasim and Yomam HaYoytzim, that it depends on how many days. So obviously you're getting the count wrong. Mali, if you're getting the count wrong by lighting two on the third night, or you're lighting four on the third night, it's the same mistake. But what about when it comes to the four? So this, you could kind of understand it in two ways. On the one hand, you'll say, well, you're certainly Malin Bakodesh. Certainly Malin Bakodesh, because last night it was the second night and you lit two candles. Tonight is the third night, you want to light four candles. So, gizotei, you should be able to do it. On the other hand, it could be that the Malin Bakodesh is not a not an open season. It's Malan Bakodesh Lefi the Inyan. But if you to do four on the third night is nothing. That fourth one is nothing because it's not representative of anything. Just like we don't lay in the Megillah that night, right? Well, we're doing something special. Yeah, but it's only within the tzur of the mitzvah. The tzur of the mitzvah on the third night can only be maximum three candles. You can't just make up your own hiddur mitzvah. So that might be, depending on how you look at it. What would come out interesting, according to this nekuda, what would come out interesting is, let's say the case was a little bit different. So let's say it's the third night of Hanukkah, and you light, let's say, six candles. Third night of Hanukkah, no, let's use seven. You light seven candles. Okay? So let's say you did that. So now, lefi the time of nechnasim and yotzim, you're for sure not yotze, because it's the third night of Hanukkah and you're lighting seven candles. So there's no heker of what night it is. But if you say it's Malan Bakodesh, so then maybe you'll say it is Malan Bakodesh, because last night you lit two candles and tonight you're lighting seven candles. So that's all beautiful. What happens on the fourth night? So on the fourth night now, the fourth night, how many candles are you supposed to light? You're supposed to light four. But according to the reason of Malan Bakodesh, if we let you light seven on the third night, it's going to come out a little chumrah, if you will, that on the fourth night you're also going to have to light seven, otherwise you're moridin. Now again, if the extra candles are part of the hiddur, and like the Chachma Shlomo said, and everything that you add is more of a hiddur, So then, on the fourth night, you're going to have to light seven. On the fifth night, you're going to have to light seven. On the sixth night, you're going to have to light seven. And then on the seventh night, you're going to have to light seven. And the eighth night, you can light eight. But if you say that the extra candles are not really part of anything, so maybe on the fourth night, if there was no extra Malan Bakodesh, so then the fourth night, the third night you lit seven, the fourth night you should be able to light four. But what would come out is that if you're allowed to light those extra candles, you'd have to keep up the pace. So on the third night, you lit seven. For the rest of Hanukkah, until the seventh night, you're going to have to light seven candles every single night in order to not lose the hiddur of Malan Bakodesh Vein Moridin. I think that's just an interesting nekuda that would come out. I just want to add one more very interesting idea that the Lahoris Nasan quotes. Now, the truth is, the Lahoris Nasan, he brings a kasha at the end from in Os Dalet of this tshuva, the Siman Aleph. He brings a kasha, brings rayas that when the Gemara says that there's a specific number, it has to be a specific number. He brings a couple of different places in Shas where that happens, and stiras to it. And he brings a chasam sofer that's machalik when whether it's a takanas chazal or if it's. Or if it's a deoraisa, whatever the specifics, but he comes out that when it comes to, so based on this chasam sofer, he answers that whenever it's a takanas chazal, if they set a specific number, then we shouldn't be changing. And that's why when it comes to Ner Shavis, which is as beurim kibdu Hashem, that there was with the lights, he quotes a pasuk. That with light they honored Hashem, so the more light you have, the better. But when it comes to a takanas chazal, whatever chazal said is what you have to do. So when it comes to Ner Chanukah, that you'd have to do a specific number, and that's his maskana. So according to Rav Nosson Gestetner, it would the halakha would be that on the third night it's not appropriate to light four candles. According to the Chachma Shlomo, printed on the page of the Shulchan Aruch, you would be able to light as many candles as you want. Again, I don't know why somebody would want to do this, why they would feel this way, but for whatever reason, that's the machlokas haposkim. Rav Nosson Gestetner in Os Gimel quotes a very interesting idea. There is a we mentioned that there's the kasha of the Beis Yosef, which is if the miracle only lasted for 7 days, why don't you have 8 days? There's a kasha in general of. We know that, let's say, in Chutz Laaretz, so on the first Sukkis, so there's Midoraisa, so there's a day at the beginning, there's a day at the, there's Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, and then there's Shmini Atzeres, and they're all one day. And we know that in Chutz Laaretz we keep 2 days. Why? Because of something called Sveika D'Yoma. So the Shaila that the Svarim ask is, on Hanukkah, why don't we have Sveika D'Yoma? Why don't we have Sveika D'Yoma? So the that's the kasha that the Mefarshim ask. Perkei Yosef asked this, and others discuss it. Why don't we have Sfeikat D'Yoma? So I saw in the Ner Lamea many years ago, that's the Sefer, the original Sefer that had all the answers, the 100 answers to this kasha, the Beis Yosef. In the Ner Lamea, in the Ner Lamea, he says that Taka, that the one of the Terutzim is that really, we do only celebrate 7 nights of Chanukah. If we celebrate 7 nights of Chanukah, so why do we have 8 days? The answer is because Sfeikat D'Yoma. Meaning, you're right, we're only celebrating 7 days of miracle, but it's a Sfeikat D'Yoma, which day was which. So the first day of Chanukah is the first day, but maybe it's really Erev Chanukah. So the second night becomes, it could be. Now, there's a bunch of reasons why this can't be. He brings some of them. If that was true, well, if we really held that the miracle was 8 days, not with the Beis Yosef Kasha, but then we would keep 9 days. Notice, if you held of any of the other Terutzim, then 8 days of Chanukah should be 9 days. Additionally, what would come out? That on the third day of Chanukah, you have to have two menorahs. One menorah celebrating because it might be the third day of Chanukah, and another menorah celebrating because it might be the second day of Chanukah. So you'll have one menorah with three candles, and one menorah with two candles. And that you can't have. Okay, so he says that if we're gonna have a Sfeikat D'Yoma, so we would have a suffik. If on the first night, let's say the second night, if it's the second night, if it's the first night, we would have to light an extra candle. So he suggests. Now I would think you'd have two separate menorahs. He suggests you'd have to light an extra candle because of Sfeikat D'Yoma. Really, one less candle. Okay, you know, so it might be the second night. He's working backwards. I don't know why that is. If it was the third night, it might be the second night. Now, he's interesting. He's saying the opposite way. Okay, but he says that can't be because you're not allowed to light an extra candle. He says, like us. Meaning, the Lord's not saying, according to what we're saying, that you can't light an extra candle because you're messing up the days. So then by definition, you can't have a Sfeikat D'Yoma because that means you don't know the days. The whole point is to make a heker of what the days are. So then you won't have a heker of what the days are if you have to light candles because of Sfeikat D'Yoma. And that's what he says. And he connects it a little bit to Sfiras HaOmer. There's a discussion in the Poskim about why we don't count Sfeikat D'Yoma by Sfiras HaOmer. A multitude of reasons given, but he quotes from the Doidi Zakeni. I guess he's a descendant of the Arugas HaBosem, Chuvas Arugas HaBosem, and he quotes there that Sfiras HaOmer, we don't count Sfeikat D'Yoma because you have to know what you're counting. The whole point is today is the 33rd day of the Omer. But if you're not sure if today is the 33rd or the 32nd, then you can't say that today is the 33rd, because maybe it's the 32nd. So because of that ambiguity, it wouldn't be a sphira. A sphira is to say, I'm sure that this is what it is. The truth is that, and he's mitzayin to this, at the Dvar Avram also quotes this concept that you can't say, you can't, if you have to count the day as a specific day, then by definition you can't have a Sfeikat D'Yoma. It wouldn't work. The counting wouldn't work. So the Dvar Avraham is famous for that tshuva that's in Chelek Aleph Siman Lamed Aleph, because over there he says, Taka, what would happen when they had a real Sfeikat D'Yoma? He suggests that they didn't count Sfiras HaOmer, because you don't know, you can't, it's not a counting. You can't say this is 6 or 5, this is 27, or maybe 26. Can't do that. It's not accounting. So he says, if they really lived in Chutz La'aretz and they didn't know which day was Rosh Chodesh, there's nothing you can do. You wouldn't be able. They used to not count Sfiras HaOmer. It's a big chiddush, but that's the Dvar Avraham. Anyway, that's an interesting spin on whether or not you're allowed to add to the days. Again, la halacha, it's machlokas. Chachma Shlomo says that you are allowed, just like Hilcha Shabbos, and the Loras Nasan has rayas that you shouldn't be able to, and he connects it to the idea of why we don't keep Sfeikat D'Yoma by Sfiras by Hadlokas near Chanukah.